All right, we're not done, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't over yet. All right, please, we got some more announcements here we're going to make at this time, but please, as you exit the room here in a few minutes, we have a very wonderful scrapbook, Eddie Cochran's scrapbook, never to be forgotten.
Yeah.
A lot of wonderful history, great pictures, everything that you'd want to know about the Cochran family and Eddie Cochran. These are free to all our guests. They're right outside the door over here. So, you're welcome, but we're not done. As I said, tonight we're bringing family together. That's what Gretsch Guitars is all about. That's what has been happening since 1883 in Brooklyn, New York, under Friedrich Gretsch. We have, at this time, I'd like to bring to the stage the first family of Gretsch Guitars. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fred and Dinah Gretsch.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for coming to another NAMM show and celebrating another great Gretsch year. And isn't this super to do an Eddie Cochran guitar?
Yeah.
Two great legends together, Gretsch and Eddie Cochran, and that's just really, you know, that really touches my heart. And I really thank everybody for all the support that you've given us through the years. And we'll turn it over to Fred and see what he has to say.
Yeah.
So it was 20 years ago.
I'm sure, Fred.
Thank you. 20 years ago that we reintroduced Gretsch guitars to the market after being out of production for a dozen years. So when the Gretsch business was sold in 1967, I was working for Gretsch in Brooklyn. At that point, my uncle was running the business, and I set a personal goal to buy it back again. It took 17 years to do it. We completed in 84, and guitars were out of production. We had to get them back in production again, and the rest is history. So
thank you.
Yeah.
It's what we do. It's in our heart. So now, on behalf of six generations of the Gretsch family, we want to thank the Cochran family for keeping the legacy of Eddie Cochran. Also for their willingness to work with us to share that legacy with guitar players around the world. So it's Bobby who played here, a nephew of Eddie, Ed Jolson, another nephew of Eddie who are here this evening who deserve the family credit on the Cochran side of the equation. So I know you enjoyed Bobby's playing.
Yeah.
As he said, we talked about it for a long time. It's great to bring this one home this evening.
Bring it on, yeah.
As I said, ladies and gentlemen, we are bringing family together tonight. Eddie Cochran had a sister, an older sister. Her name was Gloria, and she had a son. He's with us tonight to help celebrate Eddie Cochran. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ed Jolson. Thanks for being here, man.
Well, thank you for having me. It's nice to be part of the Gretsch family. Family was something that was very important to Ed, and I'm very honored and pleased that you guys did this wonderful, wonderful guitar. First time I saw the prototype, I thought I was going to cry.
Thanks. You're very welcome. Thank you for allowing us access to the Cochran family archives. Thank you so very much.
Welcome.
At this time, we want to acknowledge the Cochran family. We have a special proclamation that we'd like to present, and you people are going to witness right here, right now. Ms. Kim Falcon, if you will, please.
Yay!
Fred, if you do the honors.
2010 marks the 127th anniversary of the Gretsch Company and that great Gretsch sound. Since 1883, musicians worldwide have created some of the most celebrated and groundbreaking music with a little help from their Gretsch instruments. Tonight, we honor a very special individual who was a true American rock and roll pioneer and to this day continues to help the Gretsch family bring to life the 127-year-old vision of company founder and my great-grandfather, Friedrich Gretsch. In appreciation of their contribution to the Gretsch legacy, we wish to recognize Eddie Cochran, and we're giving this to you.
Yeah.